gadgets make me happy. Their possibilities. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Gadgets make me happy. Oh my, oh my, oh my. I was recalling with Ellen the other day how things have changed with our recording techniques. And way back when, we used the recording device of long tapes. And these tapes were used to record. And we had to have longer and longer tapes because we wanted to get more precise recordings, more beautiful recordings. And we had to have very high quality microphones and very high quality recording devices. And we had these gadgets, these boxes that we carried around. And the tape recorder was quite a heavy little gadget. And of course, this was even further down the stream from where it started. But in the 70s, it was quite nice. We had this beautiful recorder. And I had this recorder and I carried it around with me and I recorded all sorts of talks from my various churches that I had conducted the talks in. And it was kind of exciting. But then I'd get lapel mics and I would get hip microphones that would record from a distance and I could have it just hanging there and then it could record to the speaker system and go throughout the entire auditoriums wherever I was speaking. And it was quite an exciting adventure. But a lot of big gadgetry. And when you carried the tapes, you had to carry these tapes with you. And if anything ever happened to the tapes or the moisture or whatever, then the sound is lost. Then your beautiful talks were changed into some gobbledygook. And then I went to Europe, and I was speaking at one group, and my sponsor had a beautiful tape recording device. Heavy as could be, but beautiful. And he says, "Herb, this is what you should have." And I said, "Well, thank you." And so I bought it from him. And it cost quite a few $100s. And at that time, hundreds of dollars were hundreds of dollars. Today, hundreds of dollars are like dollars. But so I bought it. And I carried this thing and all of the tapes that went with it and all of the microphones that went with it and all the cords that went with it and all of the gadgetry that went with it. Well, that was quite exciting. And I had to do it all by myself because I didn't have a large entourage that would carry these things and do these things for me. When I got there was always a large group of people willing to be helpful, but in transit, it was me. Then time passed, and the recorders got smaller. They were still tape recorders, but they were able to do things in a beautiful way, in a very small way. And they still had to have that external microphone that was there to be carried along and be utilized to record the talks so that people could hear them later. And this went on for quite a few years. And then we come up to today, and this is not even the latest, but this is a very current model. And it's from Olympus, and it's a small little gadget, maybe about 3/8 of an inch thick, about 4 inches long, and maybe 1 1/4 inches wide, and it's quite a nice little gadget. But the amazing thing is that it has a chip in it. And this chip is built into it. And I believe this is a 1 gigabyte chip. Yes, it is 1 gigabyte. And this 1 gigabyte chip allows me to make 123 hours of lectures on this one little chip because of the type of recording system that it uses. It uses a special system Olympus has created for its use. 123 hours. Now, that's not really correct. That's at the standard play. Now, at long play, it would be 237 hours of actual lectures. Now, when you consider that, that's really quite good. I could have 237 hours of lectures that I could play on this little device, and I could take it with me anywhere at all and plug it into a normal player or a normal speaker system, and it would come out just as though it were speaking to some tremendous auditorium in tremendous power. That is outstanding. Now, a secondary outstanding thing to this, besides the memory, besides the ability to have all of those hours of lectures, which they do, it has many other faculties to it. It has two little tiny microphones in it, microphones no larger than virtually a pinhead, and they're on either side of the 1 1/4 inches on the width of the face of the recorder, and they can record mono or stereo. And of course, in their recording, they are faultless. They are faultless because they do not have any of the many diversities which they do. It's a digital microphone system. And the devices to turn this on and off are so minuscule, you have to use the tips of your fingers virtually to press them, otherwise you're going to be striking another key, another device that does some other activity. And it turns it on to record and turns it off. It stops it, it starts it, it offers it to play. And in this little device, this little thing, there's even a speaker. Amazingly as it is, and it's a clear speaker. And it's all operated on a AAA battery. And the AAA battery lasts for, quite a time. Quite a time. I haven't really paid too much attention, but that's perhaps about 5 or 6 hours. And that's really exquisite. Then the device has the ability to have printing on it. And it tells you what you're looking at. It tells you what particular file you're in. And it tells you how to erase individual files as you go along, or add files. And then you can put a slip on the other side from voice to music, and put onto music, and it'll record music, and it'll pick up music, and it'll play music, and it'll do it in a very quality fashion. And you can have, five different styles in here, from very high quality sound to very long playing sound, but adequate for voice. These are just some of the things. It's so fantastic. And then it also has a USB device on it. We just shove it into any type of device, and you can immediately copy it. And as you copy it, you can copy one of the files, or you can copy all the files, or you can copy the files in groups. There are so many things, gadgets. Oh, how wonderful they are, and what great fun they are. And what a marvelous experience it is to do this. Now, I would not be surprised that within a very short time, we have a gadget that'll even be smaller than this. Right now, we have some microphones that they're designed to go on your ear, to be used with your telephone, like my iPhone, and the cell phone uses it, and then it will record from the bone of your your cheek, the bone of your mouth. And so it takes sound from that. The sound it takes from that is one-on-one. It is so pure, so clear, so without any other noises. There are no sounds that are picked up by it unless it's conducted through the bone into that microphone. And this particular, this is being done by many different devices, and scientists are working out many theories, but it works very nice. I have one, and you just put it on your ear, and then you can, when your telephone rings, you just touch it, and immediately it transfers the phone call to the earphone, and you can speak, and you can hear. And you just have that little thing hanging right on your ear. It's almost a little bit of nothing. Well, the day will come, perhaps, that people who want to have it done will have a little chip implanted into their cheekbone or into their by near their ear, where they can both record and listen to telephone calls or anything else that they want. Gadgetries. Oh, how fascinating they are, and what magic they have. Now, that they exist is a wonderful thing, but that the mind of somebody said, well, wouldn't it be fun to create this? Wouldn't it be fun to do this? Wouldn't it be fun to... Everything is fun. Being yourself and having fun. People are thinking of different ways of accomplishing things, different ways of achieving things, different ways of creating things. And as they're thinking of these different ways of bringing these things forth, in their imagination, in their creativity, in their genius, in that magic within them, comes the budding of a concept. And with the budding of a concept, however deeply they are able to dig into their own inner awareness, so beautifully comes the concept. And with the concept comes all the magic that anyone could ever imagine or ever desire. Because there is nothing that is withheld. When we want to think of gadgets, when we want to think how gadgets make us happy and how they have such possibilities, in the process of thinking about that, we think of things that had never been done before. People are building cars that will run on sort of a rotor blade, which will give it the power to run. Now, the blade has to be fairly large at the moment because it has to conduct to build the energy. But that will be miniaturized very soon, too, because everything is miniaturized. We think big first because we think we have to wamp up the big volume to get the big amount of energy that has to be put into the batteries to do this. But the day will come, and it is right with us now, when people are thinking of batteries and the size of a pinhead, and that this battery will be used to operate cars, homes, energy, and the battery will be able to draw energy from the sun, and the solar cell will be attached to the battery, and it'll charge up the battery, and the battery will last for 1 year or 10 years or whatever it needs to last. There's no limit. There's no need to have a limit. And the battery will give out its power or its juice in a very programmed way so that the power will last for a long, beautiful period of time. Now, that's just that area. And then, take this gadget, for instance. Here you have the energy of the universe. In your fingertip alone, you have a jillion cells, atoms. And each atom has the power to operate a city for years. It's amazing, but each of those jillions of atoms in your fingertip. Now, how can we benefit from these atoms? These atoms are a material thing. These atoms are a very physical thing. These atoms were created by a universal intelligence that put them to work and gave them this ability to exist and the ability to proliferate themselves and also to maintain eternal energy. The atoms can neither be created nor destroyed, although we try to break an atom, we try to split an atom and things like that, but all we do is make more atoms. And the beautiful thing is that these atoms have an immortal energy in them, eternal energy, and that energy can be used forever and ever and ever. What a fantastic gadget that would make! Wow! And it's already there. It's called a human being. Yes. And the only reason that a human being wears out or has what might be called a termination date is because the human being has chosen to have a termination date. Now, when the human being doesn't choose not to have a termination date, but when the human being chooses to live magnificently and totally and ultimately in allness, it will do so. It's just a matter of his choice. And that choice is being revealed to us every day as more and more wonderful things happen. And I just delight with gadgets because they just tickle me. They just show me how the mind of man, the consciousness of the universe, how we're drawing upon it, how we're opening it, and we're letting it be for us, and we're letting it show us a pattern and a path that we never could have dreamed that could be possible. Gadgets are wonderful. They're just great possibilities waiting to be revealed. Kind of fun, isn't it? Well, think of your gadgets and think of your impossible dreams and watch how they become very, very real and very current, and then something even more profound flashes into your mind as it does into mine. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.